Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. Maybe. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I like to say. Be part, really, it's being part of the process, is it not? Help you get involved, help you get engaged, help you know what's going on. Or at least informing you enough so you can know what's going on and you can get involved. 855-REAL-JOE, 55732-5563. Give us a call, send us an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And God, you know, it just, it gets better. And you know, in the last hour, I like to jump all over the place, and I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. Somebody sent me a link to this story because it's something I was talking about earlier. The Coinbase CEO tells unhappy employees, just quit. Find a company you believe in, which is what they all should be telling their employees. You don't like it here? Go somewhere else. Because every time you give in to them, you give in to the crowd, you give in to the mob, it's just going to get worse and worse. You got people complaining about having to go back to work. I mean, they got cushy jobs, they were allowed to work at home and all this other stuff. And now they're complaining. You have a job. What are you complaining about? Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong is slamming a recently circulated employee petition calling for several key executives to be replaced. that's classic. The now deleted petition, dubbed Operation Revive Coin, urged employees to support a vote of no confidence to oust the cryptocurrency exchange's chief operating officer, Emil Chow, chief product officer, whatever, I can't pronounce that name, and chief people officer. Chief people? Where do these things come from? These are these little new age corporations. Really? We, the employees at Coinbase, we believe that the executive team has recently been making decisions that are not in the best interest of the company, its employees, or its shareholders. COO Emil Chow, Chief Operating Officer, have been the most prominent executives who have been executing plans and ideas that have led to questionable results and negative values. The employees argue Coinbase's decision to extend the hiring pause and rescind some acceptable job offers has led to massive negative reception from the public and industry at large. They also claim that Coinbase has over-prioritized certain products and causing a lack of focus on important issues like infrastructure. They've not been able to output any higher or better quality products and services despite aggressively hiring more employees. You know, it's really funny, again, some of these companies sharing the wealth, right? They figure they hire more people. They make more, you know, give more people jobs. In addition, the petition states that the company's dot collector initiative, the performance review system, have led to toxic workplace culture and called the launch of the company's NFT platform a failure. Now, I don't know much about it, right? Now, Armstrong responded with a lengthy Twitter thread. He called the petition really dumb on multiple levels. First of all, if you want to do a vote of no confidence, you should do it on me and not blame the execs. Why, what, or who do you think is running the company? See, they have no idea. They really don't. They make these comments about where the money should be going and how it should be going. They don't think of R&D. They don't think of overhead. They don't think of any of that stuff. Right? They don't care about any of it. All they think is that somebody's making like $1 billion, and it's all them because they're the ones that made it happen. Of course it is. It's all you. He went on to say, who do you think is running this company? Second, if you have no confidence in the executive and CEO of the company, why are you working at the company? Good point. If you don't like the company or anything about it, this isn't like you're changing something in society. This isn't like you're going out to clean the river. This is a company that somebody started, somebody worked on, and he's brought people on. He's hired. How many people you hired? I'd love to know, right? Just amazing. While Armstrong acknowledged that making suggestions to improve Coinbase culture is a great idea, he said that the company's culture is to praise in public and criticize in private. Posting this publicly is also deeply unethical because it harms your fellow coworkers along with shareholders and customers. It's also dumb because if you get caught, you will be fired. Not just an effective way to get what you claim you want, is it? Oh, I love this guy. I mean, I have anything in agreement with him other than, look, you work for me. You don't like it, go work somewhere else. That's what it should be. Armstrong warned that people with a point of finger and look for someone to blame during any market downturns called on staff to come together during the company's difficult period. In addition, he expects additional leaks to happen periodically, citing the company's remote work policy. He said, anyway, 99% of the company has important work to do. So if you can stop distracting us, that would be great. We'd love to get back to work on building cool stuff. If you're unhappy about something, work as part of the team. Raise it along with proposed solutions. You know, I always say that to people, too. If you're going to yell about something, tell me what direction you want me to head in. That would be really cool. Be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Thomas in your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Be part of the real solution, okay? Don't be running around talking about what everybody else is talking about. Make sure that you know you have a clue as to what's going on. So apparently last night, no, was it last night or last? The June 6th fiasco. More people watch Tucker Carlson than watch that. Isn't that pretty? I mean, it'd be like having two straight nights of the Emmys, don't you think? Just crazy. At least I think it's crazy. But seriously, is this now not proof positive? Just to be rude about it, nobody cares. Right? I mean, nobody really cares about it from a standpoint. Nobody believes what you're selling. That's what it boils down to. And you can't, you know, if somebody wants to sit down and have a conversation with you, more than happy, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, prove to me. You look at the timeline, you look at the words. Prove to me that President Donald Trump even in some way incited them to go do and create, you know, havoc, burn the place down, destruct the place. There's no way. He has too much respect for those statues, for the history behind some of those pictures and that building. He wouldn't do it. And I'll stand by that. I don't care. It doesn't make a difference to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I got to go in for you. Okay. Another one of those lovely TikTokers, I guess, is what. I mean, this thing has become the thing, I guess. Maybe someday I should figure out what to do with it. I'm not excited about it. Don't really care much. But people are using it to get their message out. I bet you none of you guys, none of my listeners really, I hope you don't have a TikTok account. But this is one of those, let me tell you what my pronoun is. I can't tell. It looks like a she, has personal pronouns, and wants to share them with you. This is why us old folks, and even some of us young folks, are so confused by this. There's no clue. You're not helping us. You're not giving us anything to work with. You know what I'm saying? All right, so take a listen. I think this will work the first time. But I want you to pay attention because there'll be a quiz after this.
So you all wanted a new TikTok about how I use my new pronouns, which are be and fairy. So here we go.
Hold on, in case you missed that, it's be and fairy. Not be a fairy, but be and fairy. Those are her two new pronouns. Let's celebrate with her.
I'm going to start off with these would be used exactly how you would use they-them pronouns. So instead of saying that's their coat, you would say that is B's coat. Or instead of saying they love themselves, you would say B loves B-self. Next up is fairy. Fairy is also used in the same way as they-them. So instead of saying that's their coat, you would say that's fairy's coat. Again, instead of saying they love themselves, you would say fairy loves fairy self. I really hope this helps.
B and fairy. It's B's coat. B went over to get this. No. Fairy is actually a word. Bee is an animal. Well, I'm sorry. A fly. But you know what I'm saying, right? So why do they do this? Why is this? And it's being acceptable. And she's got a smug look on her face. And everybody. Well, you know, you can't make her feel bad. You got to be. No, you actually can. You can. There's no such thing as a pronoun bee. Sorry. You can't make them up as you go. Now, if you want to do that while you're playing pretend in your little make-believe castle in your bedroom, that's fine. Do that. But there's more and more of these out there. There's more and more of these people, or these kind of people, that are having more and more influence on your children. Why are you, hear me, why are you letting it happen? I ain't letting it happen. Can't blame me for it. But we need to stop this. You, we, usins, we need to stop this craziness. It's not right. And you need to, look at, bluntly and simply, you need to stick up for your kids. And you're not doing it. When you giggle this stuff off like it's no big deal, you are not doing what's right for your children. I don't care what you think. I don't care if it makes you feel bad that you're bringing it up. I don't care. Because if you don't bring it up, if you don't say something about it, then they have control of your children. Is that what you want? You already can't stand what they're doing to them. Then do something about it. This actually will give you the ability to do something about it. So don't let it go. Open your mouth. Tell your schools, by whether it's voting more people in, whether going to every board meeting, letting them know how you feel. Doesn't matter. Whatever it takes. All right. Lucretia Hughes testified on gun violence. She is a black woman. We'll hear what she has to say. This is where they're not listening. They already have their minds made up. They could care less what you or I have to say.
Do anything to make us safer or address the mental health crisis in the...
I claim
that nothing in these bills do anything to make us safer or address the mental health crisis in this country. Despite living with the heartache of losing my son on a daily basis, I believe it is our God-given right to defend ourselves from any act of violence. Making it more difficult or even more expensive for me and people that look like me and other law-abiding citizens will not make us safer. It will embolden the criminals. Gun owners are not the enemies, and these gun control policies are not the solution.
Nope, not at all. Seriously. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A sell-off on Wall Street driven by recession fears and ahead of a Fed meeting this week sent the major indexes lower on Monday into bear market territory. The Dow lost 876 points, a near 3% drop. The Nasdaq shedded nearly 531 points, or about 5%. The S&P 500 lost 151 points, a close to 4% fall to its lowest level since March. Tim Pagliara, Chief Investment Officer with Cap Wealth Management, told CBS News that problems associated with inflation will not be solved with higher interest rates.
You're not going to eliminate the inflation that's embedded in the system that's caused by higher energy prices, housing prices, and those are long lead items. It's going to take a number of years.
He adds that it will take policies to address the economic problems. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. 556. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And you do that by engaging, really. It really is the only way to get things done. So, what the heck was I talking about? I go read another stuff. Oh, yeah, I know what it was. Okay. Never mind. gun violence. So Lucretia Hughes was called to Capitol Hill to speak to gun violence in the black community, right? And why she was so opposed to it, or so opposed to what they're doing with the gun laws, gun bills, whatever. They're not laws, they're bills. She openly spoke, as you just heard, that basically what you're doing now is you're taking away their right to protect themselves, a God-given ability to protect themselves, or I should say, maybe not ability, God-given right to take care of themselves. You should be allowed to do so, shouldn't you? So when you want to, for lack of a better term, when you want to push back on these people, and you should, what you need to do is what I tell people to do on a regular basis. Get your facts together. Make yourself available to people like this to be able to go speak. If, yeah, you can. Speak in front of Congress. Speak in front of whatever. Okay? And don't be afraid. I know it's a daunting thing. I get it. I know it's a daunting thing, but here's the deal. If you don't do it, who else will? Come on. Right? If you're not doing it, if you're not up there, just remember who you're fighting for. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Farmer John's, you know, I mean, Newsom's economic plan is really falling apart, right? Farmer John is moving their plant out of California. You know why? Come on, anybody? No. It's not the woke thing. God forbid it's that. Because, first and foremost, they're frequently targeted by animal rights protesters, animal rights advocates. Right? I mean, only California. And they don't like the way the pigs are being treated at the facility. So they'll probably end up moving to a place like, you know, I don't know, Texas, Virginia, Oklahoma. But the plant will close next year. Cited the rising cost of doing business in California. So think about that. I don't know how many people I don't know how many people they employ, but I'm sure it's more than five. You know what I'm saying? Smithfield Harvest, only company owned hogs in Vernon, which is the place where the plant is here in California. Smithfield will service customers in California with its Farmer John brand and other brands of products from existing facilities in the Midwest. They're leaving California due to escalating costs of doing business in the state. Right. Gas, taxes, restrictions on human relations. How much time they have to give somebody off. It is asinine. He goes on to say, I can't give you a precise figure, but it's exorbitantly high. We've lost thousands of companies out of California. Oh, here they go. They employ 2,000 people. So now you have 2,000 people that are looking for jobs in California. Thank you, Governor Newsom. Really appreciate your economic plan. Sick people. They said they will provide transition assistance to the employees, even some relocation options should they decide. We're grateful to our team members in Western Region for their dedication, invaluable contributions to our mission. Right? They're committed to I'd love to know what their financial, I mean, it all sounds good, but really what they're willing to do, right? John Grant, president of the UFCW 770, the union representing union meat packers at the plant, said he hopes another operation takes over. Right? Who? Who's going to move into that? Put up with the high cost of what it takes to do business here in California and put up with those lunatics that are protesting out front every day. He goes on to say, despite a strong, mutually beneficial relationship with Farmer John employees, Smithfield has decided to exit operations in California. Grant said in a statement that a fair agreement that compensates their workers until next year has been reached. We hope that another operator will take advantage of the high. What do you mean a fair agreement? They don't have to give you any agreement. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you guys fund and you back these nut jobs in Sacramento that do these things to you. And then you want a fair agreement for Farmer John, who's, no, I won't say losing money, but they're probably not making anywhere near where they should. And you want them to pay you a year's wages so you can go find another job or do whatever? No, I'd say no. Listen, we're closing down in 30 days. Been nice knowing you. God bless. Hope you do well in your future endeavors. Your union dues went to putting people in Sacramento that basically have put so many restrictions on us, we can't really operate here anymore. Right? I mean, just say it for what it is. Say it loud, put it out there, let them know what's going on. The Vernon plant and its associated hog production farm have been the target of weekly vigils and organized by the Animal Alliance Network, protesting the treatment of baby pigs raised in cramped conditions until they're loaded on the trucks bound for the slaughterhouse. Oh. Direct action everywhere. Often protesters what it calls animal cruelty and environmental pollution. What's polluting what? The pigs farting and pooping all over the place or what? Seriously. I think it's a win-win for the environment. It's a win for the animals and activists who've been campaigning heavily for the last 5 years. Said protester Brittany Drake, who's agreed to pay the salaries of the 2,000 losing their jobs. You know exactly what I mean. Right? They don't care about those people losing their jobs. Doesn't mean anything. Right? They don't lose their jobs. They're still going to be protesting somewhere and probably getting paid for it too, mind you. It's ridiculous. We shouldn't let them get away with it. Well, what do we have in theirs that we can protest? Anything? They don't do anything to protest, I guess. Can we protest their protests? That would be cool. I mean, this is how bad this gets. This is how asinine this gets. 2,000 people. But see, it doesn't stop there, though, guys. It's 2,000 people that directly lose their jobs, right? What about the maintenance staff at the plant? Well, okay, not at the plant. The maintenance staff, the electricians, plumbers, carpenters, HVAC people, contractors that work there, that have worked on / with the plant. What do you do about them? No, honestly. I mean, when these plants aren't around, then these people have to have, they don't have any work to go to. They don't have as much work to go to. So now you're using less gasoline. How many gas stations will close down? How many of those guys won't be? How about the small restaurants in town that we're used to having these people around? Right? Gone. They don't care. They can't think that deep. Nor do they care. I don't believe they care, frankly. Just gotta protect the pigs at any cost. Because pigs are so much more, this is amazing, so much more important than the humans, right? A new source in California, I find this interesting. I don't agree with it, but I find it interesting. That a new source in California is making fun of God, really. Any way you look at it, that's what they're doing. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about after the break.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver
is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Truly, just be involved, get engaged, get informed. That's the big part. Get informed before you decide to get engaged. I really do appreciate your time. I appreciate your time with me, the time you spend with us, and the time you spend getting informed. I mean, you've heard me say this a million times, and I know I sound like a broken record. I know some of you are going, yeah, Ma, okay, Ma, get it, Ma, all right. Sound like me. But the reality is, truly, honestly, you need to make sure that the information you're getting is real, the information you're getting is true, and that you can, I prefer that you repeat it with clarity and honesty. No reason to lie about any of this stuff. I mean, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, back at it again. You know, the a local news source in L.A., their headline was, Republicans pitch religious family values as a gun violence solution. They pitch it because it couldn't make sense. You know, if you look at the percentages over the decades, now, let's be clear. I'm not so sure I want to bring prayer back to school. All right? Your kids should be praying before they leave the house. Your kids should be understanding into and know that God exists, what he's about, and be praying before they even leave their house in the morning. And if your parents are driving kids to school, pray with them. Just don't bow your head while you're driving. So Republicans are pushing traditional religious family values as solutions to the epidemic of mass shootings. Right? And they're adding to their calls to harden schools and focus on mental health. So what's wrong with any of these? Over the decades, as we look at, we get away from God, we get away from family values, we get away from the surety of men, boys and girls. We tell these kids that the baby being born in the womb, that thing growing in mommy's belly is not human, has no value. And then you wonder why we have what we're going on now. I can't get these lefties to answer my question. Did we have mass shootings, 40s, 50s, 60s? I mean, like you see them today. We had guns in schools. We taught kids how to handle guns safely. I'm not suggesting you do that today because our kids are in a different frame of mind. But Republicans are pushing traditional religious family values. Why not? Look, if we got away from these values, if there's certain things we got away from and we stopped doing and crime went up, mental health is a bigger problem, all these things, and you're going to poo-poo it, make fun? You guys are the numbers people. Look up the numbers. Figure it out on your own. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise pointed to the lack of school prayer when talking about gun violence. He said, we had AR-15s in the 1960s. We didn't have these mass shootings. Now I know it's something that some people don't want to talk about. We actually had prayer in school those days. We had other things going on in our society. We took a different approach to our young kids. I know you actually protected them against people twerking with naked butts, right? Against those drag queens showing their male parts, because these kids should know. These are tough conversations we should be having that we're not having about anything. When our kids go astray, they want to blame the parents or blame society or blame the area they grew up in. No, it's the government. Stay out of the parental discipline area. Unless you can prove that a parent has beaten the crap out of a child, which is never acceptable, stay out of it. It's none of your business. The main Republican response to Texas shooting centers on boosting school security, according to Representative Richard Hudson, the House Republican Conference Secretary. He's leading a bill to fund more school resources. Great! Mike Garcia put that in, the congressman from my area. Scalise is not alone among Republicans in turning the focus to socially conservative values. Our children are suffering and we face mental health crisis in our country because the radical left has spent decades removing God from our schools, our society. It's true. Who do you look up to as a child? And I know what they want. But who are they going to look up to as a child if there's no God? If God doesn't exist, who's going to protect them? If God doesn't exist, what do they have? The government? The government's going to step in? Oh, they're doing a great job, aren't they? Focus on religion and the family comes as the Democrat members of Congress aim to restrict weapons used in recent mass shootings. Because that would have helped. Because I am sure that criminal would not have been able to purchase, find, or buy any of those rifles or magazines. You know what it is? Young men, they need fathers at home. Our daughters need their fathers at home. The country got to go back to the basics of Judeo-Christian, the Judeo-Christian faith. The Second Amendment caucus will continue to fight to defend the Second Amendment rights. They went on to say that we will continue to speak out about what really ails our country. We need to go back to God. There are many great leaders who've said that over the decades. Really, presidents of large countries. And I got to go look this up. I don't even want to say it because somebody's going to make fun of me, but I know one of the czars of Russia, when asked why they were having so much trouble, he flat out said, we forgot God. We have forgotten about God. We've given him no glory. In the speech to the National Rifle Association days after the massacre, Senator Cruz pointed to the broken families, absent fathers, declining church attendance as contributing. In fact, look, when we had a godly society, when you didn't do things because you were concerned that God would know, see, or not be pleased, what was wrong with that? What was wrong with people going to church on Sunday? Kind of community accountability. See, the biggest problem with the global world or the global mindset is there's no community. But really, it's easier when you don't see somebody. It's easier to take advantage of somebody. But it's human nature in a lot of ways. The global society takes you away from family. Global society takes you away from accountability. And he's right. Broken family. I mean, we made divorce not just acceptable, but expected. We expect for families to break up and not make it. It's ridiculous. Tragedies like the events of the week are a mirror forcing us to ask hard questions. Right? What is failing in our culture? Truly, what is failing? It's not the fact that we have guns. We've always had guns. When you want to get down to the percentages, right, percentages per capita, where we're at now, where we're at in the 50s, we are way worse off today. Way worse off. Right, when you talk about the social media bullying, violence, violent online content, desensitizing the act of murder in video games, chronic isolation, prescription drugs, opioid abuse. They all have collective effects on the psyche of young Americans. We know this to be true. That's funny because study after study after study on this, but nobody agrees. Nobody wants to give it any attention. You know, and I don't know how true this part of it is. I will tell you, growing up the way I did, taking, I'll say, some of the beatings and some of the verbal abuse I took for being an Italian in an Anglo school. One young guy at the time beat the crud out of me because I shouldn't be dating their girls. I don't know what that meant. I think mine was the only car in the parking lot with Bondo. But, so what was I supposed to do? Go home? Grab a gun? There were guns at the house. Grab a gun and go shoot up the school? Are you for real? In a recent Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Senator Mike Lee of Utah wondered if fatherlessness is a common thread in mass shootings. Why is our culture suddenly producing so many young men who want to murder innocent people? It raises questions. What's the commonality? See, we would do that if the commonality were MAGA hats, you would see that on the news 24/7. You know, if a guy in a t-shirt said, God bless America, and MAGA hats, forget about it. It would be how bad, you would constantly hear how bad God was for the world. Right? We glorify violence now. We glorify violence against women. Look at the video games. Look at the you know, TV shows. Dad's an idiot. Can't even tie his own shoes. The father of an 18-year-old, Uvalde gunman, Salvador Ramos, told the Daily Beast that he had not been in touch with his son for a while. Let that sink in. I agree. We need God back. We just need God back. Come see your host. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.